Very good news for our Tasmanian listeners, Scotty. The contract has been signed
to upgrade the
entertainment complex down there, the Derwent Entertainment Centre, which is fantastic. About $70 million upgrade too, which is brilliant news for the...
And they're going to build a whole shopping centre. The whole precinct's going to go bananas.
I haven't actually. Have you been down to see the footy down in Hobart?
Yes, yeah. I've covered games.
Good experience?
I
love going down to Launceston.
Cold. Yeah, Launceston, you get sort of stuck there. Oh, look, it's an interesting experience.
Well, would you go there on a road trip?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Golf,
go to the basketball. Yeah, tick, tick, tick.
Perfect.
In summer, hello.
I know.
It's got me written all over it.
Me too. If we can get away, that'd be sensational. If we're allowed by that stage. Hopefully we are, but I reckon that'd be fantastic. Joining us on the line now is the Executive Director of the NBL, Larry Kesselman. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Wonderful news with this agreement being signed with the Tasmanian government this morning. Explain what the process is now, and I notice that the upgrade of the Derwent Entertainment Centre is now all set to go.
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled. It's taken a little while to get here. A small matter of coronavirus got in the way, so just a small detail. But very pleased to report that we've issued the licence, we've signed the agreement, and we're off and running. So now it's down to a lot of hard work to get this club up and running.
Tell us about the impact of the coronavirus. Was there any fears that through this process the team wasn't going to end up happening in Tasmania? Did it ever get to that point?
Yeah, of course. Look, especially when everything broke, you don't know what's going on, and the team, as important it is to us and to the Tasmanian people, I think there were other priorities. So, rightly so, everything was put on hold for a couple of months, but I think your Premier's done a good job of getting that under control, and then we were able to resume talks about the club and treat that as a priority, and I'm thrilled that we got there.
So they've got a bit over 12 months, Larry, to get ready. The 2021-22 season, the team will be playing.
Correct. Correct. That's the plan. So we're literally off and running today. We're going to start recruiting for all the staff members and put the team together. It's not a lot of time, so we're going to hit the road running. Luckily, we've got a lot of work already done, prepared. So as of today, the work begins.
And as with these things, Larry, the name is always a very... You've probably got a whiteboard, maybe not as big as Travis Olds at the AFL, but I'm tipping there's a few names thrown on it. How are you going to... Is it going to be a bit of fan action? How are you going to come up with the name?
For sure. We're going to get the fans involved. So we'll be launching in the next week or so a competition, a page for everyone to have their say as to what they think the name should be. One thing I will say is it will absolutely carry the name of Tasmania. So it'll have to be Tasmania something. So now it's down to a bit of fun and figure out what that can be. And most important, it's for Tasmanians to feel like it's theirs. That's what we want. I think the craving was there and it was very obvious how badly all of Tasmania wanted the national team and someone to represent them in Tasmania and globally. So we want to make sure it carries the name. Other than that, open to all suggestions.
It is wonderful news, Larry. One last one before we let you go, because we do go into Tasmania. So we've got a huge Tasmanian base that listen to this show. In terms of the staff for the club, are you looking for people, or will there be preference given to those who have a knowledge of the local landscape in Tasmania? Because, of course, that's a really important part of this brand moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the preference is as many Tasmanians as possible, because I think knowing the landscape of both business and communities is really important, but just almost as important is the competency. So we'll be looking for the best capable people around the country. For a lot of jobs, if they don't live in Tasmania, they will need to live in Tasmania. So it'll be a local team. So, yeah, if they're prepared to move to Tasmania, then we're open to discussing it. But preference is, of course, that they're already there.
Fantastic news this morning, Larry. Thanks so much for jumping on the line to announce it. We're thrilled for everyone in Tasmania, and won't be long now before we're talking about them getting on the court.
Absolutely. Thank you.